Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and today we're going to be doing a communion meditation around Psalms 25. So let's get started with prayer, and then we will dive into this chapter on Psalms 25. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for all those who are watching this and all of our partners, all of their families, their friends, those connected to them. We pray for our church and governmental leaders, Lord, and we just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And we just thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus, and just the abundance of all the good things that you've done for us. And we just keep asking, Lord, that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us and to bless our time here together. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement, along with feeling encouraged and inspired and challenged all at the same time. And we ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and all that you want to do in our lives, and help our love to abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Father, we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal, to do signs and wonders, and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to get into Psalms 25 here, but let's talk about this idea of communion meditation first. So in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, it started for me as this journey based on Proverbs chapter 13:22. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And what I set out to do was to create a system, to create manuals, to create a whole program to teach my children and hopefully future generations how to live an abundant life. The plan was to have training for every area. And it turned into a whole program, a whole series of courses and books. And the most important thing we do in the whole thing is daily communion. Daily communion with Jesus is the number one thing. We talk about this idea of table turners. Table turners are simple things that put you back in control, give you the upper hand. So taking daily communion is the number one thing. And then we've been talking recently about this idea of meditation. So communion, daily communion, paired with meditation. Daily communion paired with meditation. Meditation in Hebrew is a different meaning than we often think. It's not just sitting there with our mind clear. Yes, there's a place for getting still, for listening. We often talk about the prayer we just prayed, doing the other half of prayer, taking the time to get still and to listen and let God navigate our day, help us to plan our day to do what's right and best. And we're going to see in Psalms 25, it talks about how God will help us do what's right and best in his eyes. But this idea of meditation, it's to mutter, it's to recite, it's to rehearse. So we're going to be rehearsing these scriptures so that at the time when we need it, they come out of our mouths. The time when they need it, it comes to our mind, it comes out of our mouths, and it's there, it's stored up so that when we need it, it's there. Meditation helps us bridge the gap between these promises that God has made and actually seeing them produce fruit in our lives. As we begin to meditate on that word, God told Joshua when he's entering the promised land, meditate in my word day and night and you'll have good success and you'll prosper in your way. And so this idea of meditation, we're going to be meditating on this Psalms 25. So we may go over it multiple times here as we go. So this idea of rehearse, rehear, to rehearse is to rehear, to keep rehearing it over and over, to mutter it, to keep rehearsing it, to keep reciting it. Some versions of the word meditate say to growl. So that when we've been rehearsing it and training it and training it, so that when the problems and issues of life come, we growl at them and we speak these promises to the problems. And that's this idea of meditation. But let's get into this Psalms 25. So this is David speaking. And I'm reading, I believe it's from the NIV version. Psalms 25. It says, David says, "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust." There's all kinds of things that we can put our trust in. We could put our trust in money. We could put our trust in all kinds of things. But our trust, our hope, and our trust and our confidence are supposed to be in God. It says, "I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me." It tells us in the New Testament, God always causes us to triumph. We talked about in the springtime. God has victory in store, it says in Proverbs. He has victory in store. He always causes you to triumph. He's made you to be more than a conqueror, but it requires us putting our trust in him, putting our trust in him, that he has good intentions for me, that he knows what he's doing, that he knows better than I do what to do, that his timing is always perfect. Putting our trust that he will never let us down. It says, "No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame." Hope is the feeling of trust. The dictionary definition of hope is the feeling of trust. "No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come to those who are treacherous without cause." And then David says, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old." His great mercy and love. Christ Jesus slain before the foundation of the world. It's been around for eternity. "And do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good." We've been talking about this idea of meditating on God's steadfast love. We talk about in Hebrew, that word steadfast love is hesed. It's his covenant commitment, his covenant obligation, his fidelity to the covenant of steadfast love. We talked about yesterday in the training on Pentecost about how God has given us a covenant of love. And he's rolled away our sins. And he says, "I'll remember them no more." God is in the present. He says, "I am." He's rolled all that away. And he's here in the present with us. "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his way. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." So we just pray. We ask God, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And we often pray to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And he teaches the humble. God gives grace to the humble. He gives grace and he teaches us what's the right thing to do, what's right and best and pleasing in his eyes. And it says, "All of the ways of the Lord," this is verse 10, "all of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful." We talked about last week on the training on God's steadfast love. All of God's paths are steadfast love and faithfulness. All of his paths. And we should be meditating on this covenant of love. God is faithful. God is steadfast. God is love. God is light. And love never fails. We've been given this covenant of love, and love never fails. And then it says, "All of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant." We're going to be taking communion here in a second. Who keep the demands of the covenant. This is a covenant of love. We've got the bread, we've got our juice here, this covenant of love. God has given us his covenant obligation to do good for us, to give us his loving kindness, his steadfast love, his hesed, his covenant commitment to love. And our role in this covenant is what? We have a role to play. A covenant is a partnership. A covenant is an agreement. Our role in this covenant, our role in this agreement is to love God, to love people. Jesus says, "You love me, you'll obey my commandments. And this is my commandment, that you love one another." To walk in love with people, to receive this love from God, to receive this steadfast love and faithfulness, and to let it flow through us, to put our hope and our trust in that, and to let it flow through us so that we do good. That's how we keep our covenant. "For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it's great." David's saying, "Hey, I've messed up. I need your forgiveness." "Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the way they should choose." Who are those who fear the Lord? What is the fear of the Lord? It's awe, it's reverence, it's respect, it's honor, it's submitting to him. This is how we fear the Lord. It's the fear of not having God in our lives is one of the things. It's also the fear of what life will be like without God, with God against us in our lives. That's the fear of the Lord. Those that fear the Lord have honor and reverence and respect. God will instruct them in the way they should choose. Yesterday, we talked about this idea of three different paths. Things, as we're at the crossroads, we're making decisions in our lives. We can choose to retaliate at people. We can choose to get bitter. We can choose to give up. We can choose to quit. We can choose to leave is one path. We can choose the middle path, which is to just do nothing, to stay where we are, to be bitter, to be frustrated, to be stewing on the inside and doing nothing about it. Or we can choose path three, which is the path of love, to keep doing good no matter what's coming our way, to keep choosing to do what's right, to keep choosing what's best, to keep choosing to love and to grow my love more and more. We can choose that. God will teach us how to choose that path. And God chose path number three. We'd all missed it. We'd all messed up. But God chose path number three. He chose to love us. He chose us to give us freely by his grace everything that he has, his spirit, his wisdom, his righteousness, his kingdom, his love, his grace, his mercy, his peace, his joy, his power, his time, his presence. He's given us everything he has and he's poured it out for us in Christ. He chose path three. He gave us this covenant of love through his son. He chose path number three. It says those that fear the Lord, he will instruct them in the way they should choose, and they will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. We talked about before, if we obey him, Jesus says, you'll be my friends. If we overcome, we obey, Revelation chapter 3. If we overcome and obey, we will be his friends. He'll confide in us, and he makes his covenant known to them. He makes this covenant of love known to us. If we fear him, we have awe and reverence and honor and respect for him. It says, my eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. If we ever get stuck, we ever get trapped, Jesus says, call out to me. Call out to me and I will deliver you. We talked about recently, I was just thinking about this idea of Peter walking on the water, and he starts to sink. He gets his eye on the wind and the waves and the storm and all the troubles going on around him instead of Jesus, and he starts to sink. And he calls out to Jesus, Lord, help me. And says what? Jesus stretched out his hand and he lifted him up. If we're ever stuck, we're ever in trouble, we're ever sinking in life, we can call out to him and he will deliver us. We have this covenant of love. He says, call out to me and I will deliver you. And he will release our feet from the snare. The enemy wants to snare us. He wants to trap us, to bind us and take away our freedom. But God is trying to woo us. Job chapter 36, 16. God is wooing us from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free of restriction. God is trying to bring us away from this trap, this snare of being bound by things, from the snare, and trying to woo us to a spacious place free of restriction. And then David says, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. So let's take the bread, and then we're going to read it again. We're going to recite this again, and then we'll take the cup. But talks about, the Apostle Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 11. Every time we take communion, we come to the meal with holy awe and reverence and this fear of the Lord that we have this covenant of love. We have this covenant of love. And as it said here, all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. And the Lord confides in those who fear him, and he makes his covenant known to them. And he'll show us which paths to choose. He'll show us how to choose the way of love. The Holy Spirit was given to us to guide us and to show us and to direct us and to help us navigate to find this path of love in our lives. And so, Heavenly Father, we just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, the Apostle Paul talks about doing this. I think this is a form of meditation, of reciting and rehearsing this. The Apostle Paul talks about this with communion. He says the night of rehearsing this and reenacting it. The night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So if you have your bread, you can take your bread. After Passover dinner, Jesus took the cup. And he blessed it. And Father, we just thank you for this cup. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for the sins of many, poured out for the forgiveness of sins, poured out for many, that we have this covenant of love. God has promised to give us his steadfast love. He will make known to us his covenant. He will show us the path to take. He'll show us how to choose what's right. He'll show us this path of love. In our life, he will confide in us. He will teach us his covenant. All of these beautiful things." And Jesus took the cup, said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name. All right. So let's read this one more time. And we'll take our time. And good idea. Start taking these verses. Start meditating on them. Start reciting them. Start rehearsing them. Muttering them to yourself so that at the time when you need it, they're stored up in your heart and they come out of your mouth. They come into your mind and out of your mouth in the time when you need it. So here it is from the beginning. "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All of the ways of the Lord, all of the ways of the Lord." This is a verse to meditate on right here. "All of the ways of the Lord, all of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant." All of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. What is our demands of the covenant? To love. All of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of the covenant. All of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the way they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Big thing to take away. Start meditating, start reciting, start rehearsing about this covenant of love that God has given us. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.